Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
All right, welcome everybody from a fabulous Flex Pro weekend out here in Santa Monica, California, where we saw the first annual Flex Pro Championships go down, and we saw $15,000 prize money go to our first place winner with a $7,000 check to a former Mr. Olympia of 2008. And a new qualifier for the 2011 Mr. Olympia in the form of a Canadian. But let's bring on my co-host for today's show, Big Rodney Roller, calling by way of New York. Rodney, welcome back, bro.
How's it going, brother?
Great show. Not too bad, man. We had a little scare with some scattered rain throughout the weekend, and we got probably more than we needed, but Lord knows California needs a lot more. But the show went out for
all
a hit.
Sunshine
from
the big sea over there, though.
Huh?
It was all sunshine for the Big Evan over there, though. He didn't care if it was snowing.
Yeah, he brought a ray of hope to the future of professional bodybuilding. Evan came out, and I don't think he surprised a lot of people, except for the fact that he actually came in and upset the heavy favorite in the form of Dexter Jackson by way of Jacksonville, Florida. Dexter had been out in California for quite some time, training under the tutelage of Charles Glass and still being mentored by Joe McNeil. And you got this young 28-year-old guy come out in only his second pro competition. He's now on a three-contest winning streak. He might correct me. I think he might have a couple more before that. But
I don't think he's ever lost. Well, one time.
Yeah, I think he hasn't lost. And that's why I call him the All-American. I mean, he doesn't have a blemish on his record. And this guy comes out of Connecticut. Some people question, should he fly across the continental United States or wait and go into the big one? And it seems to me, with Evan's intelligence, he's made all the right moves up to this point. And I told him after his victory, he's going to run right into a brick wall in the form of Branch Warren and also your boy, Victor Martinez.
Evan, I mean, I got to give it to him. His conditioning was spot on. Not only that, his skin was paper thin and rock hard. He looked great.
Yeah, well, let's bring him on, man. He's been out here doing the business, taking the photographs with Perb and all, and doing his thing down there in Venice Beach, and the sun is shining, and he's living the dream right now. Big Evan Sinopani, welcome back to the real world. I know you got your feet on the ground. Congratulations on the victory.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Congratulations, Evan.
Thank you, Rod, man. Appreciate it.
Evan is cool as the other side of the pillow, and $15,000 richer, Evan.
Cool as the other
side of the
pillow. Winning
is becoming a tradition
like
with you, man. I hate to see what's going to happen when your ass loses. How did it feel?
It was awesome. It was cool. I mean, I sincerely was not going into this expecting to beat Dexter. I would have been very happy to take runner-up to a former Mr. Olympia and three-time Arnold champion. So I can certainly acknowledge the fact that Dexter was not at his best, and that's something I even told him. Look, man, you know, I know you weren't at your best. If you were, it might have been a different outcome.
But Evan, but who cares? You know, Evan beats 90% of everybody out there at, 80% of his best, and you beat him at 95% of his best. So don't discredit yourself there, brother.
Yeah, but, you got to give respect where it's due. And it didn't seem real. You know, when I got backstage, I was like, man, this just doesn't seem, I can't believe this happened.
Well, the bottom line is, Evan, you really don't have a whole lot to compare victory with, since defeat is not in your vocabulary, and I'm sure it gets a little bit more rewarding when you get the checks to go along with the hardware. This is just another day for you. You made it sound like it was business as usual, which sounds like a seasoned professional. I know it was an honor and privilege to take out a former Mr. Olympia in the form of Dexter, who's a heavy favorite going into the Arnold Classic. But that puts you squarely in the driver's seat with really not a whole lot to lose, because you weren't expected to go into the Arnold Classic and be a potential winner, and now you've put yourself in that position. How does that feel going in? How does that change the dynamic of your preparation going in the next 2 weeks?
I mean, there's nothing it can really change. I mean, the goal is always to be my best, so that was going to be the plan regardless. Going in, I still, you know, the thing that was great going into the flex is, like you said, I don't think the expectations were really that high. I mean, the expectations were high in the regard that I say, all right, you know, this dude's taken almost 2 years away from the stage. He better show some significant improvements. But I don't think I was expected to beat Dexter or even Dennis Wolf. So I feel the same way about the Arnold. I don't feel a whole lot of pressure.
You can't feel any pressure. Yeah, there's got to be zero pressure at all going in there. I mean, after the showing you did this weekend, you got to be going in there flying sky high. Who cares what happens? You know, make top three, make top five. It doesn't matter. It's a win-win situation, so you got to be ecstatic about that. And
that's good.
To mention, a great way to re-sign your contract with MD after a great win.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Very, very happy about that.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that Evan Sinopani has re-upped again with muscular development. It seems like the pieces to the dream are falling in place as you, A, got to jump over this big hurdle at the Arnold Classic. It was really not a whole lot to lose. You're qualified for the 2011 Mr. Olympia in September. The question remains, though, how will Evan do with three shows on the calendar year when he has yet to do that in his entire career? So are you prepared to make the marathon run to September since you're already qualified, looking past the upcoming Arnold Classic?
Yeah, I mean, I'm ready to do what I need to do. You know, what will the outcome be? That's yet to be seen, but I'm ready to do, you know, what it takes.
Well, I mean, I think you would have no problem with that, considering how lean you were in the off season. So you just to fill back out a little bit and hop right back on your diet, I don't foresee that, you know, being a problem with you. The fact
lean. I will stay disciplined. I will stay on track. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah.
A couple of things, Evan. We're going to Columbus. It's business as usual. You're now in California. Will you make the trek back home to Connecticut, unpack, wash your clothes, and then head down to Columbus, or what's your plan?
After Columbus?
No, now.
I mean, you're in California right now, correct?
No, I just got home.
I thought you were hanging around for a few days. You did your photo shoots yesterday with Pere Bernal, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, you're home now. You'll head into Columbus, I'm assuming, on Wednesday like everybody else?
On Wednesday, that's correct.
And the business will be pretty much done. I mean, what happens? You hit the ground, you go straight to the gym, try to shed a little bit of water retention, or you could go there on Thursday morning. What's your plan when you get to Columbus?
It'll probably be very similar to what it was in California. It's just going to be a constant process of assessing my body. I'm sure I'll hit the gym on Wednesday, move some butt around, pump up, possibly even Thursday. You know, I felt like this time around, I'm not used to just kind of sitting on my ass, so taking Thursday and Friday doing absolutely nothing, I don't know. I felt like it was maybe a little bit much, so I think I could even maybe go in on Thursday too and do a little something. But if my body's feeling beat up and I feel like I need the rest and my body's going to just suck up the nutrients, then I'll just lay there and eat.
Wow. Yeah, Rodney knows a thing or two about laying there and eating. But, Evan, I'm not going to take you up too much more of your time on the show. You're on the 99th episode with the Incredible Hulk coming up after the commercial break. But congratulations on all your success, and hopefully it continues. And welcome to another year at MD with your contract.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck, brother. Can't wait to see you in Columbus.
All right, Robbie. Thanks, man.
All right, that's new champion of the Flex Pro Championships held for the very first time here in Santa Monica, California. And, Rodney, I got to tell you, the guy was class. He looked like he'd been there a million times before in victory. And I'll tip my hat to Dexter Jackson, because in defeat, he was over the gentleman congratulating Evan, and Jay Cutler welcomed Evan. He now knows that this guy is legit and he has arrived and potentially could be the future of bodybuilding.
Not only the future, but just because he's so professional, he's so well-spoken, he has everything going for him. He has everything that Jay has, and, you know, maybe even a little more. He, you know, can relate to, everyone out there can relate to Evan, you know. He's very
approachable. He reminds me very much of Phil Heath. Both these guys are the future of bodybuilding. They have their feet squarely underneath their shoulders. Their heads are screwed on properly. They know it's a business, and winning contests just is a byproduct of their hard work. It comes as no surprise. But they're humble in victory. And neither one of these guys I can see being a sore loser. But
Phil Heath, you know, that's a great example. I mean, first time I ever met Phil Heath in person was last year at G. Arnold. And I just said hello to him and ended up spending a half-hour conversation with him backstage.
Yeah, well,
guy,
I mean,
you know, spends a lot of time.
Let's put it in perspective. Dexter Jackson's 41 years young. And potentially Branch Warren, who's had Dexter's number the last consecutive Olympia championships, could hold him off. And Victor Martinez, again, I call him the X-Man because this guy, we don't know which one will show up. He's added Oscar to his camp. If he comes in and does the business, has the potential to take them all out. He's younger.
Yeah.
He's younger than Dexter.
I actually spoke to Oscar the other day, and he said that if he wanted to, Victor could have gone into the show this weekend. He was already been ready.
Yeah, well, I mean, then we could say the same thing about a lot of guys, like, you know, James in the gym.
Get on the plane, hold a little water and see what happens.
That's it. Well, when you start adding the event, the arrival, the travel time, the carbing, sodium pulling, the water depletion, and nerves, bodies change on the hour as that competition.
Cortisol. Once that cortisol goes up, you're shot. You're done.
Yeah, I mean, looking great 2 weeks before a show is great, but that paycheck doesn't come until the show's over.
Yeah,
Evan Sinopani seems to have the right formula so far in his career reflects that. But let's talk about a few other guys. The Canadian Fouad Abiad came back after a year off. He had the injury to his quadricep and his two first runner-ups to Dennis James a year ago and qualified in his first time out for the Olympia.
He's made some dramatic improvements. I was speaking with him quite a while last year at the MD seminar out at Bev's, and what a great guy. You know, very humble. He's another great one, another great future for him, you know, in his sport. You know, he's made some great improvements. His legs have came up a lot. I was very impressed with him. If he
big
was
question, where does sharper, big he bad Wolf go? Did he miss this one by a mile, or were these three guys that good?
I don't feel that Dennis, he's hard. You know, you see the pictures of him going into his show and he looks rock hard. But I think, you know, he's still having problems when he turns around. You know, that's his whole problem. Looks great from the front, turns around, and, you know, that lower back, I don't know if it's genetic or what it is, but, you know, he just loses it, even next to a smaller guy. His lat spread looks great. When he hits that rear double by, it disappears. So
yeah, well, for the record, I had Dennis in third. I thought Fouad was when Fouad hit his ab shot, they were there, they were nice and tight. But a lot of times in some transitional poses, he let the stomach kind of hang, and it turned into a gut from my perspective where I was sitting. But he was vastly, surprisingly improved from his last time out. But Dennis Wolf, again, the calves hurt him, but they also hurt Dexter Jackson. Their calves are on par in terms of development. But Wolf has got such an X frame, the wide shoulders, his cannonball delts, again, a little shallow in the lower back, and that hurts him when you put him next to guys that have detail in their lower backs. But again, that could have been either way. Rounding out
that's
the top five
way.
Was the biggest guy, arguably, and that was the Canadian, Big Ben Pekulski, with those legs and calves from another planet.
Oh, my God. If this guy can, you know, take a year and just bring up that upper body just a little bit more, he's going to be doing a lot of damage. I love his physique, his legs. He's like how Branch Warren was early in his career, all bottom, and, you know, he's up, you know, I think he's quite a little bit more ahead of what Branch was in this stage of his career. But, you know, he brings his body up to match those legs. He's going to be unbeatable.
Yeah, and whenever you have those, he does the most muscular shot, the cannonball delts, the big arms, the flaring quads, and the huge calves. That's it. But when he opens up, he gets a little shallow, especially from the back, doesn't have the crisp, thin skin. He gets the detail and the hardness of an Evan Sinopani. They all better watch out because this guy's got muscle upon muscle. But rounding out the top five was Ben Pekulski. And, of course, in sixth place was the showstopper, Ben White, who seemed to flatten out with more pose. As he posed, he seemed to get flatter and flatter and less impressive. Was that a matter of missing his peak, carbs, sodium? What do you think it was?
I don't know. That's kind of tough. I mean, you know, you're really picking him apart when you had such a deep lineup. You know, he did look great. I thought he looked just as good as he looked at the Europa show. Was that the one in Europa when he won?
Yeah, it was somebody going weekly. But the problem is he's standing against much better competitors.
Yeah, he's much better competition here. And everyone was spot on. You know, Evan and then standing next to Dexter and Ben coming in with those huge legs. It was tough for him to jump in there.
Yeah, well, after him, I think everything after that got a little bit shallow. The lineup didn't look as impressive. But nonetheless, the show went off without a hitch. The Californians came out in the rain. I looked back. It looked like the auditorium was about half full. It wasn't like it was in the days of the USA's where we saw Melvin Anthony and Dennis James, Flex Wheeler, Chris Cormier, and Mac Matarazzo all win their pro cards there in Santa Monica. But it was nice to have it close to the Mecca. Unfortunately, Californians, when it rains, they call him sick, and they, you know, it's like the world stops. So the crowd wasn't that great, but I think they did a good job with the production value. But, Rodney, we're going to take our first commercial break. And, again, I apologize for you having to go silent here, but we have a guy that's coming on to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award from none other than the former governor and seven-time Mr. Olympia winner, box office movie star, and is now coming back, apparently, to Hollywood, Arnold, from the form of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Let's bring on the Incredible Hulk on the other side of this break. Lou Ferrigno, Santa Monica native and resident, will be back to talk about what's going to be going down in Columbus, Ohio, and what's been going on with him in a well-deserved Lifetime Achievement Award for his body of work after this commercial break right here at MD Radio.
This is Lonnie Tieber from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxyl. Adipoxyl isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxyl is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxyl's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxyl. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Run! Oh my God! Business as usual, man! Again! I stole you! It's going again!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from muscle mass, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought after muscle building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMadsRx.com.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys. All right, we just got done hearing from the All-American Evanston Apani, $15,000 richer coming off of that Flex Pro Championships. And, of course, the 41-year-old former Mr. Olympia Dexter Jackson is probably hard at work right now trying to dry out, I guess, the knock and the criticism on Dexter, was he was holding a slight film of water from the rear. And, you know, you can't leave the door open for somebody to come in and give the judges a reason to mark you down. I think Dexter left just enough reason and opportunity for the rookie, the sophomore pro coming out of Connecticut, Evan Tenopani, to sneak in there and walk off with the victory. And again, congratulations to Fouad Abiad representing Canada, taking that third spot. So the Arnold Classic, the 23rd annual Arnold Classic, is shaping up to be a barn burner, because when you throw in Victor Martinez and then you throw in Branch Warren, who is an Olympia runner-up and has been third in the Olympia a couple of times, has won three most muscular awards at the Arnold Classic Championships, and you deduct from the lineup the two-time defending and reigning champion Kai Greene and the 2010 first Olympia runner-up Phil Heath, things are looking very good for Branch Warren, but now he's got Evan Tenopani to contend with, along with about 13 other cats. But without further ado, this year's Mr. Arnold Classic Championship, Arnold Schwarzenegger has been giving out an award over the past few years to people with a body of work, giving them lifetime achievement recognition. Our newest recipient, none other than the former Incredible Hulk, Big Lou Ferrigno, by way of Santa Monica, coming by way of Brooklyn. Big Lou, welcome to MD Radio. Louis.
Yeah.
Hey, Louis. Can you hear me?
How you doing?
Oh, there you are, buddy. Sorry about that. We got a little delay on the lines here. Welcome to MD Radio, man. I know you weren't in Santa Monica where they had the first pro show in, I believe, history. You were out doing your thing out in Minnesota. You had an appearance or something. But congratulations on the lifetime achievement recognition that you're about to receive 2 weeks in Columbus, Ohio, from none other than Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it because in the past, you know, they had Sylvester Stallone. They had a lot of the former Mr. Olympia winners. So I'm very happy to be on it because, you know, basically bodybuilding is a small community and we need to stick together. So I'm looking forward to the Arnold Classic.
Yeah, well, every year it seems you're one of the more popular guys out there signing pictures, taking photographs, supporting Arnold. It seems like the two of you guys have been able to actually play off of each other and benefit from each other and continually give back and inspire people in the sport of bodybuilding. And it seemed like it was spawned from the movie Pumping Iron, where the world got to see you out there in Pretoria, South Africa, with Serge Nubre and Arnold. But then you disappeared. You vanished. You went Hollywood on us. Tell us a little bit about how that transition for you from following your bodybuilding career going into an acting career affected your life's path.
Well, what happened, though, when I did Pumping Iron with Donald and everything, you know, basically back then there was really no money involved. It basically had to do with personal satisfaction. And we didn't have plane tickets, you know, basically being paid for. So we competed for the love of the sport.
Right.
So I came to California in 1976 to compete with the 1976 Mr. Olympia competition. I'm sorry, 1977. And then about 2 months before, they had an audition for the Incredible Hulk TV series. So Joe Weider said to me, go ahead, take the part. You could always come back to bodybuilding, because I was kind of torn in between because I wanted to compete because my dream was to be Mr. Olympia. So I made the decision to go to do the TV series because I knew that it would take me away from bodybuilding. But, you know, funny to say, that's why I came back to competition at the age of 42 after 17 years to fulfill that desire of me wanting to compete again.
Yeah, and you did come back. You came back to Helsinki, Finland in 1992. You chose to compete out of the country of all places. It was a highly anticipated return to professional bodybuilding because I know Vince McMahon had started the WBF. He was courting you. Joe was having to compete with this guy. It seems like you made the right decision to go to the Mr. Olympia. Was that another extension of your, basically, your childhood dreams in the 70s? And how did that pan out for you there?
Well, the thing is that then, you know, Vince came along and everything. It was always been a lifelong dream to meet to be the Mr. Olympia. But I had the obstacle against me to come back in 42 because I was competing with guys like you in the 20s and 30s. I knew it would be a big challenge. But I say, why not give it a shot? Because I love competing with myself. And bodybuilding has grown so much since 75, you know, as far as the prize money, as far as, like, the media respecting bodybuilding and the fitness craze. So, basically, I've seen a big change, and I'm glad I competed again because it kind of put myself back on the map when I left off.
Yeah, you did. You did it in stellar fashion. You not only came back, but they didn't have yet the Masters Olympia. So you had to get in there with the 20- and 30-year-old guys. But you stuck around long enough to get a sniff of the Masters. coming in a very respectable second to Robbie Robinson. What was that like for you? Because I know you told me a long time ago, having the kids and being married and jumping back into this business at 42 years old, I mean, that had to wear hard on you, heavy on you, to do it all over again with those responsibilities.
Well, very hard, because having a wife and three kids, you know, yourself being a father, you know how it is. It's very hard, especially having a family, because you become very narcissistic and involved in yourself. But the challenge, though, competing in the matches, I knew I had to compete against Robbie, because, you know, you really pay a big price when you don't compete for 17 years, because Robbie's been competing every year, so the muscles matured. And I knew it was going to be a tough battle, but I figured it was my last competition, because the main thing that came to Sean is that I wanted to be the best I can be and walk away knowing that I gave 110%, because it basically is up to the judges. And I was very pleased the way I left off.
Yeah, well, from that, I mean, that was after the whole Incredible Hulk thing, which is still, you're riding that wave. They made a couple of feature films from that. You went on to do several other things, namely The King of Queens. You're the trainer to Michael Jackson. I saw you at his funeral and his service and stuff. You're tied to Hollywood in a major way, yet achieving this award, still all these years later, it's got to be kind of like the crown jewel to your body of work. What are you, 59, 60 years old now?
Yeah, 59. You know, I've done over 35 movies and three different TV series, so now I've been offered to do two different reality shows now with the Los Angeles Sheriff Department, because I'm a deputy sheriff. And my goal now is to basically give back and kind of like motivate the country. So it's like you should just mention, it's a long career I've had, and I'm able to sustain it and still stay active in Hollywood.
Right, and more importantly, you've done a lot of things for charity, and
yeah.
You used to appear on the Strongman shows and the World Series, on Channel 7, they had the ABC Wild World of Sports type thing. What about the hearing situation, Lou? We know you've had the hearing issues since childhood. Did you get very involved with charities or functions or groups regarding hearing loss along the way?
Well, I'm involved with the Starkey Hearing Foundation. Basically, they provide a lot of hearing aids to kids. But, you know, what I've come from when I was young, I had nothing else to survive, because I never wanted to take a second seat to anyone. So bodybuilding was my only way to escape. So basically it changed me from negative to positive, because I never wanted to be living just like anyone else. I wanted to be the best I can be. So that's why I have this obstacle with the hearing and, you know, the speech back then. To me, to overcome the adversity, I was able to have bodybuilding, because it taught me the great discipline and the motivation and the persistence to be a world champion and be very successful, whatever I want to do.
Right. Well, you have been very successful. Still married to Carla. How long have you been married to Carla for?
31 years.
31 years and three kids.
I know all my three kids now, all personal trainers. They love bodybuilding. I'm very happy that they're incorporated in the family.
Yeah, and, you know, it seems like you've actually lived a couple of lives. You're a long way from Brooklyn. California seems to be very well to you, but along the way we've lost a few of your buddies, you know, and icons in the sport of bodybuilding. You're getting this Lifetime Achievement Award in Columbus, Ohio. But before I get to your response on this, ponder this while we take a commercial break. I want to know what you want people to know about you that we don't already know, because we've seen you in the movies. We've seen you, you know, suck down from 350 pounds to 300 pounds and, you know, you're 6'5". What do you want your legacy to be? How do you want to be perceived? But think about that during the commercial break, because we want to get a solid answer from you, Lou. I know you're very busy, but stay with me. We'll take a commercial break here with the Incredible Hulk,
okay,
and Lifetime Achievement recipient of the Arnold Schwarzenegger Award in Columbus, Ohio, this March 4th, 5th, and 6th, the Arnold Classic Weekend. You're on with Lou Ferrigno. Be back after this commercial break.
Marcus Haley, the Common, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Nitric oxide war is over. MHP introduces NO-Bomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Did you experience real workouts and pumps with NO-Bomb?
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing. Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear it would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
This is IFBB Pro Mike Valentino. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power, increase reps, improve muscular endurance, dramatically reduce recovery times, and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.
Run! Oh my eyes! Business as usual, man! Run! Hey, hey, hey! I still here! It's going in! Right? Yeah!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray. I'm the
truth and these other boys. All right, you are Lou Ferrigno, the 2011 Lifetime Achievement Award recipient in Columbus, Ohio. And prior to the break, I asked the two-time former Mr. Universe and Incredible Hulk and L.A. County Sheriff what he thought he would like people to say or think of his legacy when he's gone. We've lost a few people recently, Jack LaLanne, and tragically over the weekend, Lou, I'm not sure if you knew the kid, but a German bodybuilder that was training out in Las Vegas, a former Olympian in 1990, had the pleasure of competing with Frank Hildebrand, passed away, had a heart attack, was about 46, 47 years young, while in the gym. I'm assuming the coroners are trying to find out any other causes of that, but Frank had not competed since the early 90s and was a very successful personal trainer out in Las Vegas. Condolences do go out to his family. But along that same vein, Lou, what do you like people to remember? You've got a humongous body of work as an actor and a personal trainer and an athlete and a husband and as a father, and you've got so many irons in the fire. Tell me what you'd like people to think and say about you when your time comes. It comes for us all at some point.
Well, before I answer that question, I have to say that I was really sad to hear about the bodybuilder Frank Hildebrand, because I trained with him for a short time, and he was a great guy.
Yes.
And, okay, answer the question. I want people to remember me like till today, my passion for bodybuilding, that I love fitness. I love bodybuilding. It keeps me alive. It makes me happy. It helps my relationship. And basically, for the rest of my life, it's given me the gift of knowing I can motivate other people, hope other people do the same like me, have that passion, because the best thing you can do is be a better friend, the best friend with your body.
Yeah, and Lou, the thing about it is, your career through the Looking Glass has spawned so many people through, whether it's the comic books or your TV work and your bodybuilding past, to take up the fitness lifestyle and want to become and dream the same lines of a Superman and a Spider-Man. A lot of kids want to be the Incredible Hulk. You lived that dream. My co-host, one of the guys that's on the radio with me often, Rodney Rollers, calling in from New York, he's got a lot of questions. One of your huge fans, Lou, I'm going to let him talk to you for a second. He's got some questions for you I want you to answer. So welcome back, Rodney Roller. You're on with Lou Ferrigno.
Lou Ferrigno, huge fan, my brother. Pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
I remember as a 10-year-old kid growing up, and that was when the Incredible Hulk series had just came out, and I remember I had every piece of memorabilia. And, I mean, you've parlayed your career from your huge body of work, which you were just talking about, the movies and King of Queens, which I was a huge fan of, also your Ferrigno Fitness line you have. And a lot of these up-and-coming young bodybuilders out there, everyone nowadays says that there's no money in bodybuilding. How did you parlay all that, and what can you tell these up-and-coming bodybuilders to, you know, network themselves, to do maybe a quarter of what you've done? What kind of advice could you give them?
Well, come to the drive, it come to the fact that, you know, everybody's different. So if you have a passion that you want to go to acting or career, you have to really believe in yourself and take small steps. It doesn't happen overnight, because fame came to me after a long time, because I went to Mr. Universe. And then when I got involved in the audition for the Hulk, the time was perfect, because I've always studied and always had a real passion for that. And it's about believing in yourself. And if you believe in that, luck will find your way.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's great. I mean, I couldn't tell you nowadays. Just everyone wants an excuse. How come the money's not coming their way? Yourself, Arnold. I mean, you guys have been a great example for the sport and great ambassadors for the sport. And I just want to say, congratulations on Lifetime Achievement Award. There's nobody more deserving than yourself.
Thank you. Good luck to you.
Thank you. I know you also have a very successful website. Are you still dabbling in the personal training? What fills your day when you're not filming the movies? You're still working out regularly. We can clearly see that. But what's it?
Yeah, I train every day, and basically I have a training business over 30 years. I'm very active. You know, my website, luferrigno.com. People come to me all over the world. They want to be alone with me, train with me, and learn, because, I'm like the best out there. So basically, I like to help and motivate people of all ages. So it's always been like a wonderful thing I love to do, because I just like motivating people. So I have a private facility, two of them, and they come and see me from one-on-one, and it's great, because my favorite thing is to change people's mental attitude and their physical fitness.
Right. So at 59, 60 years old, what's left, Lou? I mean, you can act probably till you decide you choose you don't want to act, and you can probably train. What's the next challenge for you? As you get older, you start receiving the accolades for the body of work, setting a great example as a husband and a father and a mentor and training these people. What would be another challenge that you want to take on? You're already a sheriff. You got permission to carry a gun and wear a badge. I mean, that's like every kid's dream, too.
Well, basically, I do a lot of public speaking and overcoming fear. But my bigger challenge, though, I love to do a show dealing with law enforcement, which is in the works now, about showing the country how good what we're doing to save our country, protecting the people, what police officers go through, deputy sheriff, because my father was a police lieutenant, and that's something I want to take the torch and carry on.
Right on. Well, you're going to be standing on the stage with one of your mentors, I'm sure, and also one of your rivals coming up in the game, Arnold Schwarzenegger. The last time you were standing on a stage, you guys were half naked out in Pretoria, South Africa, and Olympia. What do you want people? What are you going to take away from that evening? You've watched the other recipients, Corey Everson and Lee Haney and Jack LaLanne and Sylvester Stallone last year. Is it surreal, or is this the moment that you've been waiting for? I mean, how are you processing all of this?
Well, it's just about, apparently I was approached by them because I'm excited because my family is going to be there. It's like realizing, like you said, 1975, that almost 40 years later, knowing that I'll be back on stage with Arnold, basically getting a lifetime achievement, knowing that how far bodybuilding has come, because we were South Africa. I mean, we had nothing. I mean, it was just like, it was a very small competition, and the world and the general public did not know what bodybuilding was. So now everyone knows, so it's nice to share that glory once again.
Well, Lou, it was 21 years ago you left your handprint in the cement at Disney's Hollywood Studios theme park.
Uh-huh.
Joe Weider, I believe, is the godfather to a couple of your kids or something like that?
Yeah.
where in all of this is he fit? I mean, he's 91 years old, and he was at the Mr. Olympia representing. You're going to have an acceptance speech. I'm sure it's probably going to be long-winded. A lot of people have influenced you. Where's Joe Weider fit in all of this?
Well, I saw Joe a week ago, and Joe is still sharp. You know, if it wasn't for Joe, I wouldn't be what I am because he brought me to California. He helped all of it. And, you know, he's the father of bodybuilding, and he had the magazine, and Joe brought out all the personalities, and he convinced the public that it's okay to love bodybuilding, like bodybuilding is not what you call a shadow kind of a sport. It was a great sport because basically it became an international sport with Joe and his brother. I mean, they basically... You know, he changed my life, and he was like a second father to me.
Right on, Lou. Well, congratulations on all your success and all that you've done in the sport of bodybuilding. November 9th is your birthday, correct?
Yep.
And you will be in Columbus, Ohio, March 4th, 5th, and 6th, signing your pictures. You'll have a stand there where people can come over and buy your stuff, your books, your magazines, and all that stuff?
Yeah, I'll be in the Europa booth signing autographs for 2 days and then looking forward to meet my fans, and then as usual, as I do, and something I enjoy doing.
Right on. Well, the career began back in 1971 when Big Lou won the WBBG Pro Mr. America as a teen in first place, wrapped it up at the 1994 Masters Olympia with a second place, and, of course, all that good stuff in between, launched 37 cover shots for him, a body of work that's too big to mention, but there's a few movies in here, The Fall Guy, Hercules 2, Sinbad of the Seven Seas, Incredible Hulk, all that good stuff. Lou, you left a humongous footprint, and I don't, no pun intended there. But we look forward to seeing you in Columbus in your moment of glory, standing next to Arnold Schwarzenegger once again.
Thank you. Looking forward to the show and continued success to you and your radio show. You're doing a great job.
All right. That's Big Lou Ferrigno out of Santa Monica, California, by way of Brooklyn, New York. We'll see him cast a big shadow right there on the stage at the 23rd Annual Arnold Classic in Columbus, Ohio. And with that, man, it's one of those things, Rodney, where... as you look into a person's body of work, you can see the big things, but it's the small things that we attribute one's character to. I mean, Lou has managed to maintain a family and a career, overcome the hearing and speech impediment, land on the big screen, the small screen, train these celebrities, inspire and motivate millions of kids. I'm saying millions because not everybody bodybuilds, but there are millions of people that look at these cartoon books and watch the guy on TV and go to the gym thinking they're going to be the next Incredible Hulk.
Oh, yeah, and I can say, you know, I grew up
all
in
of
that
era. I'm leaving for Sweden on Wednesday. I'm doing a big science fiction game show down there called SciFiWorld.se. And even when I arrive in Sweden, they're just like diehard bodybuilding fans. They love comic books. So it was a bodybuilder done for me. So basically it just opened the path for me.
Oh, that's right. I thought you hung up, Lou. I was sorry about that. But, yeah, coming up, beyond the Swedish, what is left after this Arnold Classic thing? What do you got left on the calendar year in 2011?
Well, basically, just go on through the TV shows and everything, travel. I love to do public speaking, basically overcoming fear. And then I work with a lot of deaf people, hard of hearing kids that give them hope and give people hope because it's part of giving back.
That's it. Right on. And with that, we're going to come to our final commercial break here. That's Lou Ferrigno, the Incredible Hulk. You'll see him in person. Signing autographs, bring your memorabilia, and mind you, this guy has got a long line. He's all business. He shakes hands and he kisses babies and tries to answer everybody's questions. But he's being honored that weekend. So let's keep that in mind. It's the 23rd annual Arnold Classic, and he will be in Columbus, Ohio, for all of you guys to come out and see. So I encourage you to do that. He was a great guy, and all you've done for the sport of bodybuilding, we all appreciate that. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our final commercial break, wrap things up here with Big Rodney Roller, and look into the upcoming 23rd annual Arnold Classic and what that contest is going to mean when the Mr. Olympia contest comes up in September after this commercial break.
Hey, this is Seth Ferrosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
For the No Bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever it takes to win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with Novatest. Experience
unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. Novatest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the zero limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. Novatest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. Novatest from Zero Limits. Order Novatest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
Run! Oh my eyes! Business as usual, man! Run! I stole you! Let's go again! Run!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
This is IFBB Pro, Jason Hull. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
The next generation mass gainer that's infused with 12 key NO shotgun ingredients that have been proven to ignite muscle growth by increasing muscle DNA by 149% and increase bench press 1,108% and leg press by 55%. VPX's stealth is the superior muscle mass builder that is perfect to lay down slabs of mind-blowing mass. In the old school days, the weight gainer with the most calories won the mass war, but made people look and feel like trash. VPX stealth has changed the rules of rapid muscular weight gain by adding the world's most powerful nutrient partitioning agents. Agents so powerful that they were proven to alter muscle gene proteins with just 1 ounce of NO shotgun per day. If just 1 ounce of NO shotgun a day increased lean muscle mass by 5.5 pounds, imagine what 10 ounces of stealth can do. For more information, go to bpxsports.com. That's bpxsports.com.
Streaming live. The leader in internet talk radio. VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray. I'm the
truth. All right, we're back. You just got done listening to the Incredible Hulk, who's left humongous imprint on the sport of bodybuilding, is now getting his just dues. This guy has a tendency to pop up literally everywhere and has rubbed shoulders with some of the most famous people in the world, whether it was on screen. I remember his other counterpart was, Bill Bixby on that Incredible Hulk show.
Dr. David Banner.
Yeah, and was David Banner also the father on, Buffy and Jody show? Remember that little,
You tell me you have kids now.
Michael Jackson, and he's really left a pretty good impression on the sport that's relatively positive, and the guy's his body of work speaks for itself. Just Google him.
What gets me a little pissed is when you get idiots out there on the Internet who, want to say that, you know, someone like him charging for a picture, charging for that. You got to realize that there's not much money in our sport, and he's been able to parlay that into a very successful career. You know, I've gotten an autograph from Michael Jordan and didn't charge me, but Michael Jordan makes $1 billion a year.
Right.
You know, us athletes and bodybuilders, we don't make much money. I wish I had a dollar for every autograph that I was able to sign, you know, and
but
he's done a great job.
We were talking off the air that a lot of these bodybuilders are still signing and selling the photographs at $10, which they were doing in the early 80s. They were $10. And here we are going into 2011, and they're still signing pictures for the same $10. It's a service to the fans, but at the same time, there's inflation, cost of production, cost of getting ready for competition. Lou's one of those guys that, look, you know, I put in my work, and my blood, sweat, and tears are in the gym. My impression, my influence I put on the sport, it has value. And like any athlete out there, unfortunately, we're not baseball where these guys get paid $10,000 to sit down and autograph baseballs.
Yeah, but also, you know, Lou, if he's autographing memorabilia,
people are coming up with memorabilia that is valuable memorabilia, cartoon books that, you know, cost thousands of dollars, and they want it authenticated with a Lou Ferrigno signature. Well, dude, that's going to cost you some money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because
you
now
know those guys that go, look, it's, you know, $10 for, or $20 for this, and $20 is the starting thing. If all the bodybuilders paid attention to that business acumen, they wouldn't be complaining as much. I mean, Louis is an icon in our sport, whether people want to believe it or not. His body of work and the things that he's done has helped change the landscape of professional bodybuilding. Even for the big guy, the 6-foot-plus bodybuilder, they all looked up Lou Ferrigno as the example of what could be.
Oh, yeah. If you go to a Trekkie convention, all those guys, Dr. Spock, they're signing autographs. They're charging you if it's on a memorabilia.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Here's the caveat. Some people come to a bodybuilding show knowing Lou will be there with all their comic book stuff, thinking they're going to get something for cheap. And Lou's hip to that. I'm sure people come
hell
up to
yeah.
him and they're asking him for free stuff all the time.
Yeah,
you know,
he had kids.
He had, you know, he'd pay his mortgage and all that other stuff. I don't blame him. Hell, I actually applaud the guy. I mean, you can't call a guy a jerk or egomaniac or money hungry when his business, a huge part of his business, is selling his identity through the body of work that he put his blood, sweat, and tears into. You know, hats off to Louis.
Yeah, and if he signed a memorabilia, the price of that piece of memorabilia just quadrupled with his signature. So, hell, he should charge $100 if he's going to sign an incredible Hulk like Stretch Armstrong.
Exactly, and you know what? The thing about that thing is the guys don't offer it. Can you sign it for free? Oh, and by the way, kiss my baby and here's my friends, and then they want a seminar for free. I mean, Lou is a machine. I mean, he set the model for how it should be done. He's got two or three guys standing there, right, making sure that he's protected so he can sign his name correctly and move this thing around so everybody gets a little something. But then you got four or five guys coming up wanting to take the paparazzi photo. Paparazzi photos are one thing, but dude, when you start asking them to sign something and all that, they don't take the time to process why he's actually there.
Now, if he takes a picture with a piece of memorabilia, right, you sign a picture of a comic book, and you take a picture of him standing there with you holding that comic book that he just signed, that's authenticated. That becomes very valuable.
Yeah, and Lou's acutely aware of that, so I don't fault the guy for
what he does.
And, it'd be nice to see more bodybuilders go to Louis and get a motivational seminar. Louis should be doing that. He should be educating bodybuilders on the business of making money and surviving in this industry because he's done it better than most. But with that being said, Rodney.
The World again, Power Roller signature, 50 cents at the Arnold.
We're on the eve of going into the 23rd Arnold Classic where Louis will receive his Lifetime Achievement Award from the former governor who, like I mentioned, has thrown his hat back into the Hollywood fray, and we'll hopefully catch up with him. I'd love to snag him for an interview prior to the Arnold Classic. But going in, we've got a few new players. There's only going to be about 13 or 14 people. And to side note, the bodybuilding side, not to be outdone, we're going to have the women. We're going to have the Miss International, where we've seen Iris Kyle walk off with 5 or 6 of those titles. Of course, Adela Garcia has won the Miss Olympia fitness routine 4 times. She's also got a couple of those Arnold Classic Fitness Awards. She's going to be there defending her title. And none other than Aaron Stern, the reigning and defending Ms. Olympia champion, who lost last year to Nicole Wilkins-Lee, she's going to be in this contest in the figure competition. And, of course, I believe they've added bikini. And the amateur side is a monster. This amateur Arnold Classic might as well be another pro contest.
Yeah, exactly. Unbelievable. They should make that a pro qualifier here first in the United States. But I also like to say, know, what you just mentioned about the women, I'm really pulling for my, you know, good buddy out there, Sarah Hayes, and I hope she brings a great package and can change the face of women's bodybuilding. She's a great
guy. She's got a great package, and you know what? She's going to give these guys fits. She's always just so hard on herself sometimes. So you've got to pull for a person that, you know, is trying to dot the I and cross the T and hopes that people like her. Sarah, they love you. They don't like you, and I'm sure everything will fall in place for you. Win, lose, or draw, she's a great representative of the sport. And, of course, we also know that Isabel Terrell has pulled out of the contest. But there's going to be a lot of things going on. Next week is Arnold Classic Week. We're going to pull out all the stops. Team MD will descend on Columbus, Ohio, beginning Wednesday, and we'll take over the amateur portion of the show. We're going to follow the pros from the athletes meeting on Thursday night, right in through the prejudging and the finals. You don't want to miss any of the action right here at Team MD, where we'll have our entire crew. You'll be there, correct, Rodney?
Yes, absolutely. I'll be there.
All right, and Big, the boss man, Big Steve Blechman will be out there. Robbie Durant's going to be making an appearance, of course, Shoshana, and the rest of the MD crew. The things that Adina's doing behind the scenes for us here at the website is incredible. Mike Salazar is on top of things. Big Bush editing, and, of course, Jordan Blechman.
Jordan.
All the all-stars, Jeff, Danielle, will be there. And congratulations once again to the All-American and winner of the new Flex Pro Championships, Evan Sinopani, doing business.
All America.
We look forward to seeing what's going to go down on our 100th episode. Will be next Monday. We will have a special surprise for everyone that tunes in, as there's going to be a giveaway. We might even have a few of you guys call in to MD Radio 100. For Rodney Roller, Big Lou Ferrigno, and Evan Setapani, I'm Sugar Sean Ray. And with that, we are out.
Peace.
Money-making machines, serving things. I've been in the game for 10 years, making rap tunes. Ever since Honeys was wearing sacks.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.